I'm Ben Thorpe, and this is the Evening News Roundup for this Tuesday, November 24th. Attorney General Dana Nessel says her office is investigating threats made against members of the Wayne County Board of Canvassers. That's after Republicans on the board complained they'd been threatened. We have more from Rick Pluta.
The board's two Republican members were first blasted for refusing to certify results from Detroit and Wayne County, and then the fury came from the opposite direction after they reversed course and agreed to certify the results. Monica Palmer and William Hartman said the criticisms included personal threats of violence against them and their families. Attorney General Nessel, a Democrat, released a statement announcing a criminal investigation has been opened. She also said public officials in elected and appointed positions should be allowed to carry out their responsibilities without fear, and that, quote, threats of violence and harm will not be tolerated. I'm Rick Pluta.
Data from the Michigan Association of State Universities show that Michigan's 15 public universities have the lowest total number of undergraduate students this fall that they've had in 20 years. The preliminary report has numbers from enrollment this fall showing a 3.7% decline from fall of 2019. Dan Hurley is the CEO of MASU. He says the decline in total enrollment is partly a result of fewer college-aged Michiganders.
It is primarily a matter of demographics in the state. Michigan has the fourth highest projected decline in the number of high school graduates through 2030.
Freshman enrollment is also down from last year. Hurley says that could be due to a combination of those changing demographics and the COVID-19 pandemic. Petoskey Farm has been awarded for their work through the COVID-19 pandemic. Testa Gaynor has more about how the operation modified its distribution during the most unusual of years.
The Covio Scenic Farm has received the Michigan State University Product Center's Best COVID-19 Pivot Award for their ability to adapt to challenges during the pandemic. When restaurants shut down in the Petoskey region at the start of the health crisis, the family farm was left to make a decision about where to send their organic produce. David Covio owns the farm. He says he applied to the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Box program that purchases and distributes agricultural products to people in need. Covio Scenic Farm was accepted.
With everything else being so negative and kind of sad in a way out in the world, it really added a dynamic to the farm that was uplifting and positive to see hundreds of boxes going out every day. And knowing that at the end of the day, someone was opening that and enjoying that produce.
Covio says 18,000 boxes were distributed between June and September. Tess DeGaynor, WCMU News.
Michigan is offering a variety of online trainings and virtual social gatherings in an effort to keep residents at home for the holidays. The trainings are intended to help older adults get familiar with virtual hangout applications like Zoom. Bob Wheaton is with the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. He says for older adults without family to spend time with, the state will also hold virtual hangout sessions for anyone who wants to participate.
They can be connected to other people in their demographic and kind of help them get more experience in using that type of technology so that they can also use the technology to communicate with their friends and their families during a time where a lot of older adults are staying home because of COVID-19.
Governor Whitmer has previously urged residents to reconsider holiday plans to avoid spreading the virus. In a statement out today, she once again urged caution during the holidays, noting, quote, "To protect our families, frontline workers, and small businesses, we must make short-term sacrifices for our long-term health." Cases of COVID-19 continue to rise, but at a flattening rate in Ingham County. Scott Pohl has this report.
At her weekly COVID-19 media briefing, Health Officer Linda Vail says Ingham County has now surpassed 8,000 confirmed cases, and the death toll is now over 100.
We now have 102 deaths in Ingham County. We are currently monitoring 3,322 cases, and we have 4,581 that have recovered.
Those deaths in Ingham County are up from 90 a week ago. Vail adds, though, that the rate of increase seems to be flattening, at least in regard to hospitalizations. At this time, there are 161 total confirmed or suspected cases at Sparrow and McLaren hospitals. 20 of those are in intensive care, and 16 are on ventilators. This is Scott Pohl.
And that was your evening news roundup for this Tuesday, November 24th. Thanks for joining us. Have a great evening.